WYXR Fall Pledge Drive starts on Saturday, October 14th. All pledges this month of October go to help meet our goal. Go to WYXR.org/donate.
Memphis filmmaker Craig Brewer. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, powered by the Crosstown Radio Partnership between the Daily Memphian, Crosstown Concourse, and the University of Memphis.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, Tennessee.
You are now listening to the new Untitled Show with Tim and Steve. I'm Tim, and there's Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Tim.
We just finished listening to Bill's Kiln, another fine edition. And after Bill's Kiln, we started our show with Birthday by the Beatles from their White Album that came out in 68. And I like to think that that was mainly Paul McCartney singing Happy Birthday to John Lennon, because today's his birthday.
Happy birthday, John Lennon.
So, Steve, what do you say we play a whole bunch of John Lennon-centric songs?
That sounds like a really nice thing. Let's start off with Betty Levette with The Word.
Say it, say the word, Lord. In the beginning, I misunderstood. The bad books I've read.
Say the word. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore. Picture yourself on a train in a station with plasticine porters with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Yeah. Your mind, relax and float. downstream. It is not dying. It is not dying. Lay down all thoughts, surrender to the void. It is shining. It is shining. Yet you may see the meaning of within. It is being. It is being. Love is all, and love is everyone. It is knowing. It is knowing. And ignorance and hate mourns the dead. It is believing. But listen to the color of your dream. It is not leaving. It is not leaving. So play the game, existing to of the beginning, of the beginning, of the beginning.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 in Memphis, Tennessee. The new Untitled Show. I'm here with Tim Prudhomme. We're listening to some music by John Lennon. Tomorrow Never Knows. That was Junior Parker with his version of the Beatles' tune. That was on Capitol. Came out in 1970. Oddly, that was a B-side of Junior's version of Lady Madonna. Remember, Take One. That's John Lennon with the Plastic Ono Band. That's from the Ultimate Collection. Came out in 2021. This version was recorded on John's 30th birthday, October 9th, 1970. Teaching Ringo and Klaus Voormann how Remember goes. And the same day, George Harrison is delivering It's Johnny's Birthday. That's a tune from All Things Must Pass. Came out on Apple in 1970. As John and Ringo and Voormann were recording Remember, George Harrison visited the studio and delivered a tape of It's Johnny's Birthday after Ono had asked Lennon's friends for musical greetings to mark the occasion. That's 1970. Number 9, Dream. That's John from Walls and Bridges. Solo album that came out on Apple in 1974. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. That's the Flaming Lips featuring Miley Cyrus and Moby. And that was from a record called With a Little Help from My Friends. Came out in 2014. the word. That's Bed-Eye Levette. Interpretations. The British Rock Songbook on Anti came out in 2010. We also featured 13th Floor Elevators doing a great version of The Word. I didn't know there were so many covers of that tune. Well, that's enough birthdays for a while.
That was a lot of John's birthday.
It's a big birthday.
Yes. Well, you know, there was another John who was born on this day. That would be John Entwistle.
Ah.
So let's play a little something that features Mr. Entwistle, a song he wrote and sung.
Thank you.
Listening to New Untitled Show, 91.7 FM, Memphis. We just heard Hippie Hippie by Frantz Gall. It was a 7-inch B-side from 1967. That was Birthday Girl, Frantz Gall. It's her birthday today. She was singing in English and German on this German-only release. She's French, so she was all over the place with that one. Before that was Fame from the Young Americans album, 1975, a tune written by David Bowie and John Lennon from the Bowie album. For that, Johnny Reggae by The Piglets, a 7-inch on Bell Records from 1971. Very English. Before that was Johnny Too Bad by The Slickers, a 7-inch on Panther Records from 1970. And we started it off with Boris the Spider by The from Meaty Beaty Big and Bouncy from 1966, written and sung by Birthday Giant John Entwistle. That was that set, Steve.
Yeah.
How about we do another set?
Yeah, I was thinking poor John. You don't hear about him so much on October 9th, but it's his birthday too.
Yes.
This is Woody Guthrie from Mule Skinner Blues.
There's a little black train a-coming, coming down the track. You gotta ride that little black train, but it ain't gonna bring you back. be a barroom gambler and cheat your way through life. But you can't cheat that little black train or beat this final ride. You silken barroom ladies, dressed in your worldly pride, you've got to ride that little black train's coming in tonight. Your million-dollar fortune, your mansion glittering white, you can't take it with you when the train rolls in tonight. For your savior and fix your business right, you've got to ride that little black train to make this final ride. You silken barroom ladies, dressed in your worldly pride, you've got to ride that little black train, it's coming in tonight. You may be a barroom gambler, cheat your way through life, but you can't cheat that little black train or beat this final ride. There's a little black train a-coming, coming down the track. You've got to ride that little black train, but it ain't gonna bring you back.
Thank you. stone.
I'm alive.
And I'm no rock.
I'm alive.
No piece of metal, y'all.
WYXR here in Memphis, Tennessee, the new Untitled show. We just played Gimme Some Truth, Generation X, from their self-titled debut LP, Generation X, written by John Lennon. Happy birthday to John Lennon and John Entwistle. I'm Alive, that's Johnny Thunder. That's a 7-inch on Kala. 1969 is when that came out. I heard about that song from a recommendation by Bob Dylan. Carnival of the Animals, Aquarium.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, Steve. Bob Dylan, that was his favorite song?
It was a suggestion by him. I read about it last week.
Huh, interesting.
He really liked this song. He really liked this song by Johnny Thunder called I'm Alive.
Yeah, pretty rocking for Bob.
Yeah, well, Bob's like, you know, he contains multitudes, Tim.
Ah.
Carnival of the Animals, that was Aquarium, by Camille Saint-Saëns. That's the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Andre Previn. That song was written in 1886 and published in 1922. And we are wishing a happy 188th birthday to Camille.
I love that song, Steve. You might have been surprised that I threw that on, but I think it's in some films. Sometimes you'll hear it in a film.
Often.
It's always strikes.
Yeah, it's used often. But Tim, you, I'm sorry to say that you did not surprise me with your choice of this song. Little Black Train, that was Woody Guthrie that started off that set. From Mule Skinner Blues, The Ash Recordings Volume 2, that came out in 97.
And now what time is it? Getting close to the end of our show time, I think.
I know, these new hour shows, they fly by.
I don't have a watch on, but yeah, it feels like it's about time. But I think we have time for another song. Woody, you got any other Lennons up your sleeve, Steve?
Yeah, this is, you knew I did. This is Marianne Faithfull with her version of Working Class Hero, made quite a splash in 1979 with her album, excellent album, Broken English. We'll see you next week.
Yes, we will.
This is James Alexander of the Bar Kays, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.